The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the third chapter. As the people were in expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Christ, John answered them all, saying, I baptize you with water, but he who is mightier than I is coming, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, to clear his threshing floor and gather the wheat into his barn. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. So with many other exhortations, he preached good news to the people. But Herod the Tetrarch, who had been reproved by him for Herodias, his brother's wife, and for all the evil things that Herod had done, added this to them all, that he locked up John in prison. Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heavens were opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased. This is the Gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. It's amazing how often the gospel can be condensed down to just two or three words. To you, words the angels spoke, to the shepherds keeping watch over their flock by night, capture the essence of the good news of Christmas. A Savior who is Christ the Lord is good news because it is to you that he has been born. On Holy Thursday, the words for you are central. This is my body given for you, Jesus says. This cup is the New Testament in my blood shed for you, for the forgiveness of sins. The words for you are a solid basis for faith. In them, the Lord Jesus assures you that the blessings he promises and gives are for you. On Good Friday, the gospel is, it is finished. Just a single word in Greek, tetelestai. It is finished, that is, I have secured your salvation. There is nothing left to be done. My suffering has sufficed for your sin. God is reconciled. On Easter, the word, once again from an angel, is of course, he has risen. He has risen is the essential core of the angel's declaration. Jesus, who was crucified, is not here, for he has risen as he said. He has risen, and so shall you, for his sacrifice has been accepted by the Father. To you, for you, it is finished. He has risen. To these precious nuggets of the gospel, I would propose you add another today. With you, as a summary of the gospel of Jesus' baptism. With you. This is perhaps not quite as obvious, quite as accessible as the others. It helps if you start at the beginning, in Eden. All had been good, indeed perfect. The man and the woman were at peace with God, absolute peace, until they believed Satan's lie. After they had eaten of the tree of which the Lord God had commanded them not to eat, he sent them out from the garden, and at the east of the garden he placed the cherubim and a flaming sword, a picture of it in our rear window there, placed a cherubim and a flaming sword to keep them out, to keep them away. Ever since then, Sin has separated man from God. Your sin separates you from God. Your failure to love and trust God above all else, your misuse of his name, your indifference toward his word, your disrespectful attitude toward your parents, remember when you were a teenager? And toward other authorities as well. Your hatred toward certain people, your lust toward others, your appropriating for yourself what is not yours, your sins of tongue, oh, the wickedness you have wrought with that member, and your discontentment with what your gracious and loving God has given you. I'm sure you can provide specifics in each of those cases. Should you have any trouble, though, your spouse or a friend who knows you well can surely point out what you failed to see. As one of our prayers has it, we confess to God, we know that a single sin eternally destroys our fellowship with you. We know that we have earned your eternal wrath. We know that by our sin we are not worthy to be named your children. That is true. Your sin has separated you from God, made you his enemy. With you, as you are by nature, he is not pleased. And there's nothing you can do to change that. But there is something God has done. He sent his son, who joined all of those people who were being baptized by John with the baptism of repentance, into that water, teeming with the sins of the multitudes, stepped Jesus. And as the water was poured over him, he was like a giant sponge, except that what he absorbed was not water, but the sins of the people. Shortly after he was baptized, John pointed to Jesus and said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Takes it away, carries it away, shoulders it all, every rotten, putrid thing you've ever done, and suffers and dies for it on the cross. And on the one who was doing this work, who was getting dirty, taking care of the mess of your sins and mine, the Holy Spirit descended bodily like a dove, making him, as the anointed of God, the chosen one appointed for this terrible, glorious work. And to him the Father spoke, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." With you. That is, with Jesus, right? Indeed. But listen again to what St. Paul writes in Romans chapter 6. All of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death. We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. Our old self was crucified with him. We have died with Christ, and we will also live with him. When you were baptized, you were united with Jesus. You are with him. His death for the sins of the world is now also your death. And because he is risen from the dead, you will also live with him. And because you are with him through baptism, what the Father says of Jesus applies to you as well. In baptism, you have become a child of God. An adoption has taken place. You now have a new Father who loves you like a son, more than that, who loves you as his very own son. He gave you his Holy Spirit as a gift when you were baptized. His Spirit has blessed you with faith, righteousness, peace, joy, hope, the knowledge of God. And working through the Word, that Holy Spirit will sustain you in these things. Even more, united with Christ through baptism, the Father now says to you, "You are my beloved Son. With you, I am well pleased. With you of all people, whose righteous deeds are like a polluted garment, with you the Father is well pleased. Well pleased because of Jesus. With you there is therefore now no condemnation, because you have been united with Jesus Christ through baptism. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is the Lord's steadfast love toward you. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove your transgressions from you. He blots out your transgressions for Jesus' own sake, and he will not remember your sins." The promises he made through his prophets, he has fulfilled for you. "Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall become like wool. I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. And in the day when I make up my treasured possession, I will spare them, as a man spares his son who serves him." With you, on account of Jesus, the Father is well pleased. In baptism, he has called you by name and claimed you as his very own. Therefore, you are not alone in the challenges and trials of life. He has promised, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. He is your shepherd. He is your refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. He has promised, 'Never will I leave you. Never, ever will I forsake you.' Surely he will be with you always, to the very end of the age." With you, for Jesus' sake, God the Father, your heavenly Father, is well pleased. Therefore, with you he will be throughout your life and in your death, and then in heaven for all of eternity. For he has promised that nothing in all creation will be able to separate you from his love for you in Christ Jesus, your Lord and Savior. Thanks be to God. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord, to life everlasting.